fight for control of the United States Senate. Two of four candidates in Georgia's special elections took the debate stage tonight. Election day there is just under a month away, and Georgians are about a week from the start of early voting.
Senator Kelly Loeffler faced off with Reverend Raphael Warnock. Senator David Perdue declined to debate his opponent, John Ossoff. These special elections will determine the balance of power in the Senate. Democrats currently holding 48 seats, while the GOP has 50, just one short of the majority.
News Nation's national political correspondent Dean Reynolds is live in the newsroom to break down tonight's debate. Dean.
Ruta Bay, ordinarily Senate runoff elections would not be national news, but because, as you say, control of the entire U.S. Senate may hinge on the outcome of both races to be held on January 5th in Georgia, the stakes for tonight's encounter between the Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock and Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler were unusually high. The president campaigned for both Loeffler and Republican Senator David Perdue yesterday, and President-elect Biden says he will do the same for the Democrats. There were supposed to be two debates tonight, but Senator Perdue declined an invitation to debate his challenger, John Ossoff. So tonight it was Loeffler versus Warnock, and immediately the issue of President Trump came up. Senator Loeffler was asked repeatedly whether the election in her state was rigged.
The president has every right to every legal recourse, and that's what's taking place. But I've called for investigations, and now there's 250 investigations open here in Georgia. But the president was also clear that Georgians need to come out and vote for David Perdue and myself because of what's at stake in this election.
Senator, do you believe the election was rigged?
Look, Greg, it's very clear that there were issues in this election. There are 250 investigations open, including an investigation into one of my opponent's organizations, you know, for voter fraud. And we have to make sure that Georgians trust this process because of what's at stake in this election.
And she was asked again by her opponent this time and did not answer.
My question is actually pretty simple. Yes or no, Senator Loeffler, did Donald Trump lose the presidential election?
You know, President Trump has every right to use every legal recourse.
Loeffler, who was appointed to the seat 2 years ago, repeatedly called Warnock, the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, a radical liberal, forcing him on the defensive. And relief for businesses and individuals during the pandemic came up as well, especially the inability so far of Congress to pass more stimulus money. And finally, Warnock attacked Loeffler's wealth, saying she is out of touch with average Georgians.
I know what it's like to be an ordinary person. I grew up in public housing, the first college graduate in my family of 12. I'm number 11. I'm running for the United States Senate against the wealthiest member of Congress.
The Democrats want to fundamentally change America, and the agent of change is my opponent, radical liberal Raphael Warnock.
Now, the president has been denouncing Georgia's Republican governor and other state officials who have so far rebuffed his demand to take steps that might overturn the results of the election in the state that was won by Joe Biden. Now, that presidential anger and his repeated claims that the election on November 3rd was rigged have concerned some in his party that it could depress Republican turnout on January 5th. And a lower turnout among Republicans could be just what the Democrats need to win.